Hi there. The word for you today is ransomed, redeemed, and restored. In Psalm 111, verse 9, we read, He provided redemption for His people. Have you ever been to a pawn shop? You'll find them in most major cities. The idea is simple. If you need money, you take a valuable item like jewelry or a musical instrument to the shop where the pawnbroker appraises it. And then he gives you cash. But if you don't return within a specified time to redeem it, you forfeit ownership. Although it was yours originally, you no longer have legal possession till you pay the price to get it back. And if you wait too long, it can be lost forever. Are you getting my drift? Let me ask you something. Have you ever thought of yourself as somebody who needs to be redeemed so that you can be returned to your rightful owner? The Bible says God created us to enjoy fellowship with Him, but sin caused us to fall into what Paul describes as the snare of the devil, held captive to do his will. Restoration to God, our rightful owner, could only come through redemption, and that's exactly what God did. John 3:16, one of the greatest texts in the Bible. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Christ's death on the cross was the price of your redemption. That's how much God values you. But redemption only becomes a reality when you realize that you're a sinner and decide to trust Christ as your Savior. The moment you do, He reunites you with your Heavenly Father, ransomed, redeemed, restored to your original owner. So the question is this: have you taken God up on His offer of salvation, the one that makes you a member of His family? If you're able to listen to this while I'm speaking, it's not too late. You can do it right now, wherever you are.